are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
In our next two sessions together, we're going to be talking about personality styles. To become a power negotiator, it's so critical to understand that you have a particular personality style, and the people with whom you negotiate have their own personality style. And when the two don't match, you have problems. This will be so important to you in your success as a negotiator. But in addition to that, it may be very helpful to you in your interpersonal relationships. I conduct power negotiating seminars all over the country, and it's always nice when people come up to you afterwards and shake your hand and say, "I wish I'd known about this stuff 30 years ago when I first went into business. I could have saved a fortune." But what's even better than that is to know you've really touched people. A lady in Dallas came up to me and said, "That session on personality styles you conducted is the most important thing that I've ever learned in any seminar anywhere. I've been married for quite a few years now, and it's never been quite right between my husband and me. No big problems, but it's never been quite as good as it could have been. But now I can see why. We're just opposite personality styles. And now I can see the things I do that irritate him. Now I know what to do about it. And you know what? It's going to be okay." At another seminar, a man said to me, "Where were you 8 years ago when I went through my divorce?" So this will be important to you in many areas of your life other than just negotiating. I first got involved in analyzing personality styles like this when I went to a success rally at Anaheim Stadium many, many years ago. A success rally, if you haven't been to one, is when a seminar promoter rents a great big stadium. The audience will be maybe 10 or 15,000 people, and they bring in top speakers from all over the country, and each speaker has about 45 minutes. The event may last from 9 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. The thing that fascinated me about this was that afterwards, on the way home with a group of friends, we couldn't agree on who was the best speaker. One person said, "Oh, I like that down-to-earth guy. Not a particularly dynamic speaker, but got a lot of information in a short period of time. And that's the reason I go to a seminar. I don't particularly care about the way the guy puts it across." Another person said, "Well, I like the motivational speaker, the guy that jumped up on the table and had all those props on the stage. Boy, he really turned me on. I thought it was fantastic." Another person said, "I don't know why speakers have to yell at you like that. Why can't they just talk to you? I like so-and-so. He seemed like such a nice person. He's someone I'd really like to get to know." And another person with us, who happened to be an engineer, said, "I didn't care for the whole thing at all. I thought it was just a bunch of hoopla, and they only gave each speaker 45 minutes, and how much information can you get in 45 minutes? They didn't give the educational qualifications of the speakers when they introduced them, and I thought it was all kind of phony." And what occurred to me was that if a speaker can talk to an audience and get totally different responses from the people there, then it follows that when we're negotiating with people, we can use the same approach with different people and get totally different responses. So I gradually worked on this and evolved this system of personality styles, which is based on a method of classifying people that the ancient Greeks worked out centuries ago. I think it'll be very, very important to you, but understand it's contrary to a lot of the training that you may have received, which says just learn a specific way of saying things to people and doing things, and just say it that way to enough people and it will work. Not so. Power negotiators know you've got to adapt what you're doing to the personality styles of the different people with whom you deal. So first of all, let's identify your personality style.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.